Hello again, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. Today on the program, we have two stories about music and creativity. Recently, musicians from around the world gathered in Texas for the South by Southwest Film and Music Festival. Perhaps the most unusual performers at the event were a group of teenagers from Paraguay. Their musical instruments were made of trash, objects that had been thrown away. The body of a cello, for example, is made from an old oil can. The neck of the cello is a piece of old wood. In fact, every instrument these young musicians use comes from recycled trash. The performers come from a poor neighborhood in Cateura, Paraguay. The neighborhood is near a garbage dump or landfill. 16-year-old Ada Rios has been playing violin for 4 years.
When I entered the music school, the instrument that I liked the most was the violin, and I have never been sorry for choosing it.
Music teacher Fabio Chavez thought of the idea for the group several years ago. With help from the community and money from outsiders, he started the Recycled Instrument Orchestra of Cateura. The orchestra plays many kinds of music, but Mr. Chavez says classical music is the most important because it requires musicians to work hard and follow rules.
It is a value that is fundamental. Without discipline, it is very difficult to play classical music.
Alejandra Amaria is a Paraguayan who lives in the United States. She made a documentary film about the orchestra. The film, called Landfill Harmonic, played at the South by Southwest Festival.
Unfortunately, these children live in a community near the landfill, so that is the reality. But through music, they're transcending their own environment. They're traveling, they're getting education.
To get the money to finish the film, producers put a short video, or teaser, of the orchestra on the internet. The online teaser helped raise money for the film and the orchestra.
After the teaser came out, a lot of people came through and donated from all over the world, donated instruments for them. So now they do have some formal instruments, but they keep playing with the recycled instruments because it's sort of their message to the world.
She says the film and the young musicians show the power of human determination to get past difficulties.
Out of a need, they created something beautiful.
The Landfill Orchestra won an Audience Response Award at the South by Southwest Festival. Words in this story. Landfill, noun, an area where waste is buried under the ground. Fundamental, noun, forming or relating to the most important part of something. Discipline, noun, control that is gained by requiring that rules or orders be obeyed and punishing bad behavior. Donate, verb, to give money, food, or clothes in order to help a person or organization. Determination, noun, a quality that makes you continue trying to do or achieve something that is difficult. You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. Musicians have been using clay or ceramic wind and percussion instruments for a long time. Musicians have been using clay or ceramic wind and percussion instruments for a long time. But a rock guitarist in Spain is now attracting audiences with not only his music, but his unique ceramic guitar. Luis Martin is the guitarist and lead singer in the Spanish band Lobos Negros. He says that widespread success does not come easy for rock guitarists. Mr. Martin says guitarists need something to set themselves apart from all others. He says, I wanted to achieve a different sound that everybody wants to use to play their music, whether the style is rock and roll, rockabilly, blues, reggae, or whatever. The idea to use a ceramic guitar came from Luis Martin's hometown of Talavera de la Reina in central Spain. The town is known for the ceramic art found in many houses there. Manuel Carrillo makes ceramic guitars in Talavera de la Reina. He says it took him some time to master the process of making a guitar body without any cracks or deformities. He says, a very thin wall of clay is made for the outside of the body. Then we get rid of the leftover liquid. Then we make openings in the body so the guitar maker can assemble everything he needs. And then, once the clay is baked, it is glazed and decorated. Luis Martin says that back in the 1950s, rock musicians in the United States discovered the unique quality of bouncing sound off ceramic material. He says, in the 50s, voices and a lot of guitars used to be recorded in bathrooms with a microphone in the middle. The ceramic tiles in the bathrooms created a special sound. A ceramic guitar costs about $3,000 and weighs 3.5 kilograms. Each one is unique and has different decorations. Luis Martin and his band now plan to travel around Spain, hoping to attract fans with their new ceramic sound. And that's our program for today. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans. Thanks for listening.